looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Joyce Riley. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just fine. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm so glad we could get hold of you today to talk about that great new video you've done. And I sat enthralled as I watched this story of really what they're doing to our troops over in the Gulf War, in Gulf War II, or in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan today, and the disastrous effect of our policies and depleted uranium and the experimental vaccines they've used on them. And I think every one of our citizens should be concerned when even the government will admit that within 3 months of returning to this country, the veterans from the current wars are coming down, 30% of them are coming down with what they call some sort of a mental disturbance. Well, mental disturbance means that they've got complaints and the government doesn't want to admit that they're ill. So if you pick up the story there.
Yes, the story is one that is just beginning for Gulf War II vets. And my concern right now and my thoughts are with the parents and the spouses of those who have a child over there right now, or a son or daughter, some relative, because unfortunately we are getting reports more and more that these troops are very ill. I just talked last week with a 23-year-old girl who had come back from the Middle East, or come back from Iraq. She was quite ill, Dr. Stan, and as a result of that, she told me, she said, well, she asked me when I answered the phone, she says, am I going to die? And I said, well, why do you ask that? And she was telling me all the things wrong with her, and she said, I went over there just fine. And she says, I have a child. And she said, I need to know to make arrangements if I'm not going to make it. I mean, these people almost feel as though there's some impending thing that's going to happen to them. And get this, this is what really shocked me. She said, when we returned, when my transportation unit returned from Iraq, there were 105 of us that came back a few months ago from Iraq. And she said 99 out of the 105 were sick on the way home from Iraq, had already become ill because they'd already been over there for 12 months. So we're talking about a problem that is really fulminating right now. It's getting huge, and it's not going to get any better.
But, of course, this is being, of course, covered up by the controlled media. The last thing they want is for our armed forces to realize that they're being betrayed by their leaders. But this is, why should we be surprised at that? And this has happened down through the ages when, you know, if the Roman government didn't want to pay off the army and give them their share of the loot, they just sent them off to another war to be killed. This technique has been used over and over again, and I believe there's a conscious effort to destroy the young men who might one day fight for this country to prevent the establishment of the New World Order and the New World Religion, which the people who are in charge plan.
Well, you know, there's a book written called Waiting for an Army to Die, and I don't think there's anything more true than that.
What is that story really about? Is that about our army, or...?
Yeah, it's about our army. It's about after Vietnam and Agent Orange, waiting for the army to die.
Well, I think that they lied to us about Agent Orange. They lied about the Gulf War illness that occurred after the first Gulf War. We have the government Veterans Commission reports that tell you that almost half those people are ill. And, of course, now we have a new war, and more of our young people are coming home and ill. And the government admits 30% of them within 3 months have what they call a mental illness. What sort of illness? Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joyce Riley to explore this incredible, incredible story. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, and she does, 3 hours of talk radio a day, Joyce? Joyce? Joyce, are you there? Well, maybe she thought we were going to a break, but Joyce Riley does about 3 hours of talk radio. Joyce Riley does about 3 hours of talk radio a day, she's certainly is trying to bring out what's going on as far as our troops are concerned. Joyce, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we think in terms of what has taken place with our military, we don't really think in terms of them being used because of the fact that the Yellow Ribbon campaign, you know, remember the troops, support the troops. Everybody thinks that all you have to do is go get a Chinese-made yellow ribbon magnet to stick on your car, and that's all you need to do to support the troops. And so when you start to tell the truth, like we did in Beyond Treason, it shocks people. And people are astounded to find out this is true. I got an email from a gentleman just a few minutes ago who had just seen Beyond Treason, and he said, I am speechless. He said, I am so angry. I am so hurt. I gave 20 years to this country. And he said, I am just broken now. Now, well, that is the kind of thing that I'm afraid of. And I was talking to another vet that called me earlier, and I said, you know, do we tell them the truth? Do we let them know?
We have to, Joyce. I mean, you have to let the people understand that there is an organized effort to hurt our troops. There are certain wicked people who know what's going on, and most people up there, you know, within the military are afraid to speak out. I did a program back in Topeka, Kansas this last weekend, and there was a young man there who was actually didn't go to Iraq, but he took all the vaccinations, and he said, I'm ill because of it. But he, of course, is full-time with the military, and he doesn't want to complain.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect his life will never be the same after he took all of those vaccinations, and they knew that they were going to do harm. That's what's so unconscionable. They knew that when they gave that anthrax to large groups of people, a significant number of them would never be the same again.
That's right. And when you start looking and thinking about that Senate Report 103-97 you were referring to earlier, it is awesome. When it says over the past 50 years, hundreds of thousands of our military have been experimented upon without their consent. That's all you need to hear. The game is over right there. The admission that they have done this, and yet they want us to think that they've had some kind of religious experience, you know, to where, oh my goodness, we would never do that again. And it's going on as we speak. We're fighting a nuclear war right now. I think you've had Dr. Doug Rocky on the phone. I just was talking to him a few minutes ago also. And he was telling me of the people he's hearing about that are coming back from Iraq right now.
Hold that right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joyce Riley of the Power Hour and, of course, the Gulf War Veterans Association. And she's been on the front lines of this battle since she came back from the Gulf War. She didn't actually get into Iraq, but she was on the planes that were bringing the people back again. And she developed the symptoms of a progressive neurological disease. Fortunately, she was able to get treatment on her own, certainly not through the military. And she's made an amazing recovery. And now she speaks out, trying to get people to understand what they are doing to our troops. And, of course, Joyce was just referring to something we call the Rockefeller Committee Report. We have it available. They actually made only 35 copies of this for the entire nation of over almost 300 million. And we did, of course, we got a copy, and we reduplicate that and make it available through our ministry, talking about how they're in this Senate report from the Veterans Administration. They talked about experimenting on hundreds of thousands of American servicemen without their knowledge or consent, and they're doing it over in the Gulf today. Only now, of course, with the depleted uranium and the vaccinations, a lot of these fellows will never recover. So do pick up the story there, Joyce.
Yes, and it's not just that it was just the Gulf War veterans. It's been since the atomic veterans. And I don't know if you were shocked when you saw that footage of the atomic vets facing the bomb blast, and then having them take a broom and try and brush the radiation off of them. I mean, that is so frightening. You know, the girl that I was telling you about, the 23-year-old girl that is so sick right now, her grandfather was an atomic vet, and he died as an atomic vet of leukemia. And the DOD would never acknowledge it, never help them out, never do anything for them. And so you see it happening now in families. It's going down generations. We're talking about destroying whole lineages. I mean, we're talking about the destruction of lives that we don't even have any idea what is happening to these people. Not to mention all the people in Iraq that are sick, and the because of the nuclear war that's being conducted over there.
Now, I think for our listeners out there, please explain to them about the depleted uranium and why the Iraqi civilians, the women and children, are under attack, not from bullets, but from the uranium oxide that is in many of the heavier caliber bullets that, of course, is infiltrated and sifted through all of the dirt and the water and the food over there. Could you explain that, why that's dangerous?
Well, when you have a depleted uranium shell, and depleted uranium is nothing but a public relations term, they want you to think that it's depleted, and it's really not. Not to the extent to where it's not dangerous, anyway. Uranium oxide, U-238, it's a byproduct, of course, of the nuclear power plant industry. And what we have as a result of that is a munition that kills people and breaks things. And that's, like Dr. Doug Rocky says, is the purpose of a war, to kill people, break things. Well, depleted uranium works the best. And though it's not really depleted, what happens is that when it's shot out of the gun, it becomes pyrophoric or burns. The little particles the size of a bacteria or virus fall off of this all the way the path of the shell. Then when it hits its target, whether it's like a T-79 tank in the first Iraq war, or it can be a building, or it can be a home, or it can be an anything, wherever it hits, all of those little fragments go everywhere. Then people breathe it in. It goes into their GI system when they eat or drink, because it contaminates air, soil, and water. Well, the Department of Defense, or the War Research Service, started by George S. Merck, they knew full well back in 1943 that there was damage from this. Now, have you seen, Dr. Monteith, have you seen the Groves Memorandum of 1943?
Why don't you tell us about it?
The Groves Memorandum, it's on the documentary, it's on the CD-ROM, and if you go there, you're going to be surprised to see the most incriminating document. I forget how many pages long it is. It's not that long. However, the Groves Memorandum of 1943 by General Groves basically lays out the damage from depleted uranium. So there's no way that they can have a fallback position of, oh my goodness, we didn't know, or oh gee, we didn't do our research. It's all right there.
And so they've known all along, of course, that they were going to damage our troops by using this, but it's such a deficient means of killing. And the purpose of the military is to kill things and destroy cities and material. That is the purpose. And, well, of course, you kill the enemy, but you really don't worry about your own troops, especially when you have a different agenda. So they used depleted uranium, and there is ample evidence that, of course, once it burns, it creates uranium oxide that is inhaled. It gets into the lungs, it gets into the body, it gets into the blood, it gets into the bones, and it creates all sorts of chronic disease and problems. And that is really the beautiful thing, if you can say a beautiful thing about Joyce's excellent video. It's called a DVD, actually, called Beyond Treason. And you'll actually hear some of the veterans and some of the experts, some of the scientists who know what's going on, who've been told to be quiet and have refused to. They want the American people to know what's really happening to our troops.
And let me give you an idea of what shells contain depleted uranium, or non-depleted uranium, whatever you want to call it. 7.62 shells, 50 caliber shells, 20 millimeter, 25 millimeter, 30 millimeter shells, such as comes out of the A-10 aircraft, has 280 grams of depleted uranium. Then you get into the 105-millimeter shell, which goes up to 3,500 grams. The 120-millimeter shell, like in the Bradley fighting vehicle. Then you go to the cruise missile, the bunker buster bombs. You're talking about a plethora. You're talking about just covering the desert with depleted uranium. Well, Christian Science Monitor went to Iraq, and I was talking to Doug Rocky about this, because he said that they went to Iraq and they tested in four areas of Baghdad, and literally found that there was 1,000 times the normal background radiation level on the digital readout. 1,000 times. Now, that was in Baghdad. So what they're doing, the Christian Science Monitor actually saw one area. They had warnings in Arabic for the Iraqis to stay away. And it said there was a 3-foot-long DU dart that was in the ground from a 120-millimeter tank shell. and it was found producing radiation at more than 1,300 times background level. And they had a sign there, a handwritten sign in Arabic that said, you know, stay away from this area. But that's all they were able to find of protection. Now, the Department of Defense had a military procedure or protocol or manual, and it's Army Regulation 700-33 or 700-48, excuse me, AR 700-48, which says, which is about the management of equipment contaminated with DU or radioactive commodities, and yet the United States is not going along with AR 700-48. So when it says they have to have respirators on or they have to have protective gear on, they don't have it. They're not giving it to them. So number one, they're putting them into a nuclear waste battlefield. Then they are not protecting them in the manner that they're supposed to. And now they're coming back with brain cancers, lymphomas, leukemias, all kinds of things. And they're pretty much saying, oh, they just have mental problems. And Dr. Stan, that's why we're giving this documentary free to anybody who's been in the military or anybody who is presently in the military. All they have to do is just give us a proof of service, you know, your VFW membership card. I don't care what you use. But just send proof of service to our fax number, 573-378-5998. That's 573-378-5998. And we will send you the documentary at no charge. Because it's time that we give to these vets and let them know what's been going on in their military service or around them. It's time that they understand that. I got an email just a little while ago from another vet, and he says, you know, he says, 18 of my buddies have died since 1994. 18. I mean, that is just incredulous that he's lost so many people in his unit.
These were people who were in the first Gulf War.
Correct. That was in the first Gulf War.
And, of course, the thing is that we only lost a very, very small people in the 100-hour war. It is when they came home they began to get sick, and this is not being covered by the media. How could they admit that they had poisoned our troops? I mean, this is so incredulous, and yet we have the, anybody who wants to see the pages that came out in 2000, in September of last year from the Veterans Administration, where an independent government-authorized group had actually gotten the records and pointed out that almost half of the people, 60% in some groups, 40% in others, were ill from the first Gulf War. They can't let the American people know that. It was almost impossible to get off the Internet. It was very carefully concealed there and got almost no play in the controlled media. Mm-hmm. They can't let the American people know. I mean, who would want to send their son over to fight in this war where they're going to have to get the immunizations, where they're going to be in contact with the DU, and what other experimental vaccines they're going to use on our people?
And, you know, it's it is so frightening to think that it's been going on for 50 years. You know, the I don't know if you saw in the video there about the yellow fever vaccine that was given that gave hepatitis to some 328,000 World War II people. They never knew they got hepatitis from the yellow fever vaccine that was contaminated. They never knew that because they didn't tell them. So where does it appear? It appears in 1998, I think it was, in the Journal of the AMA. That's where they announced it, that, wow, this was a really bad vaccine. Lo and behold, the guys were never told this. And that's the way it is. The drug BZ that you'll see in the video, in the documentary, you'll see BZ, as you know, the information on that, where it was sprayed over the troops in Vietnam. And when you talk about friendly fire incidents, which is, you know, half of what happened in the first Gulf War, there were a lot of friendly fire incidents in Vietnam also. Friendly fire because they sprayed a hallucinogenic drug on these men that stayed and lasted for weeks. And they killed each other. Sad part is, nobody ever knew.
And, of course, the last thing you can do is tell the American people the truth. Fortunately, we have a few government reports. We do have that what we call the Rockefeller Committee report that Joyce had referred to earlier. It came out from the Veterans Administration in 1994 over the name of Senator Jay Rockefeller. I'm sure he probably didn't know it was Senator. He never would have had it come out over his name. But one of the most revealing things we have. There's so much there that you're not going to get through regular channels. We'll tell you later how to get Joyce's material. We'll tell you later how to get our material. You need to get the information. You need to challenge everything Joyce is saying. And then I say as well. And then if we're right, then join us.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. Or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley of the Gulf War Veterans Association, and she's on the front line of trying to get the truth out about what's really going on. The President has spoken recently about the almost 2,000 men who've been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, perhaps a little bit more than that. But he doesn't talk about the 30% of them who, within 3 months of their coming home, suddenly come down with what the government calls mental diseases. Well, that's what they called the Gulf War Syndrome. That, of course, has incapacitated to a greater or lesser degree over half of the other Gulf War veterans. And if you doubt that, we'll be glad to send you the pages out of the Veterans Administration's own report pointing out the number of the tragic young people from the first Gulf War who are ill. And the second thing, same thing is happening now and will continue happening unless, of course, the American people really care about the boys we're sending off. Oh, everybody feels so patriotic. But what about the fact that these boys are being intentionally harmed? Well, I think that this video, Beyond Treason, you really want to see it, you want to get it, and rather than carrying it ourselves, we'll let you get it through Joyce, because we want, you know, to her to get the information out. She's gone to a great deal of expense and a great deal of trouble to put together a very superbly crafted video, really some of the shots there, some of the historical shots, but even the interviews, I think, are so well done. Go ahead,
Thank
Joyce.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And yes, if you would like to order a copy of it, you can order it by calling 877-GULF-VET, 877-GULF-VET, 877-485-3838 is the phone number. Or if you're military or prior military, you can fax this proof of service at 573-378-5998, and that way you can get a copy of it. And we want the vets, we want the troops to have a copy of it. We want it to get overseas also, because it's no charge to anybody who's been in the military. We want to get it overseas, and we want them to be seeing this in Iraq right now, because they need to know what's going on. Because, Dr. Stan, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but 15 countries now are known to have depleted uranium weapons in their military arsenals. The UK, the US, France, Russia, Greece, Turkey, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, Kuwait, Pakistan, Thailand, Iraq, and Taiwan. So we pretty much have it spread around the world now, and it's probably pretty much from the United States that is the one that sold it.
Haven't actually some international organizations banned the use of depleted uranium because of the permanent effects in the area and the disastrous effects on the human beings who come in contact with the uranium oxide?
Well, the a subcommission of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights has investigated the use of depleted uranium, and they passed a resolution which categorized DU weapons alongside the same thing as nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, napalm and cluster weapons, and called them a weapon of indiscriminate effect. Yeah, they have passed a resolution to where they say that it should not be used. The problem is that NATO is the one sort of in charge and basically says, you know, we're going to do whatever we want to do, and the U.S. can certainly do whatever they want to do, and they are just avoiding addressing these issues. Now, the Italians came out very strong early on and had too many people that were coming back with leukemia from Afghanistan or from Bosnia and from Yugoslavia, and they really complained very loudly. And again, Lord Robertson with NATO said, well, that's too bad. They're going to do whatever they want to do.
And even the British had very high incidence of leukemia and lymphoma, didn't they?
Yes, they do. They certainly do. All 27 coalition countries now have people sick as a result of that war. A couple of things that have just recently happened. After the break, I want to give you a really unbelievable scenario. Or tell you what the VA has just recently done on the issue of PTSD. You are not going to believe this.
You're talking about post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Correct. Post-traumatic stress disorder, which is, of course, the way they're labeling all of our troops. It will shock you as to what they're going to do, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But
of course, that's what they did after the first Gulf War. Oh, there's nothing wrong with these people. We're just going to give them all Prozac. That's what they did to the boys who were ill with Agent Orange. There's nothing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them, what, 40 years before they finally, 30 years anyway, before they finally admitted that many of these young people were coming down with lymphomas, chronic lymphatic lymphoma. And, you know, they knew how toxic it was when they used it. But you see, they don't care about our boys. They can't let the American people know that. But when you have wicked people in positions of power who are unconcerned about human suffering, why, of course, anything goes. And after all, the purpose of the military is to win battles and destroy the enemy, to kill them. And if a few of your troops die in the process, why, well, that's one of the things about war.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hold on.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, those of you who watch television, NBC is featuring a new program, and it's about the Pentagon. And again and again and again, you see this young, handsome Army major saying, "I would never leave a boy behind. We would never abandon our boys. We would never leave them behind." And they keep showing that over and over and over again. Why? Because they don't want the American people, and they certainly don't want our military to realize that we abandoned, you know, 1,000 or more troops in Vietnam, 8,000 troops in Korea, 25,000 troops after the Second World War, and we left them to rot, and most of them have already died in captivity. But we can't let the American people know that, nor can we let our troops or the American people or the mothers or the wives realize that they would use things that are harmful to their health. They would give vaccines, experimental vaccines that would destroy the lives of our troops. They would expose them to radiation to destroy their lives. And of course, even more tragic, as is going on today in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and still with our troops in Bosnia and in Serbia, expose them to depleted uranium. I didn't want to believe this. I actually went on the internet, read the material that came out of the Royal Institute of Medicine over in London. I go into this extensively. There's so much material on the internet to show really what is really going on there. And Major Rocky, who was actually a health physicist trained by the military in charge of cleaning up the depleted uranium after the first Gulf War, he and most of the people in his team are permanently disabled today. Go ahead, Joyce.
Well, I wanted to tell you the most recent event to take place within the Department of Defense with respect to PTSD. This is so important. Post-traumatic stress disorder was the diagnosis du jour, if you will. They were giving this diagnosis out to most of the troops that were ill in the first Gulf War. Now, remember, we've got nearly half of the troops sick, at least half of the troops sick that served in the first Gulf War, and we're talking about a total of around 700,000 that served, and about between 300,000 and 400,000 of them are now sick. Well, the Department of Defense offered them either a diagnosis of PTSD or nothing. They told them, they said there's no Gulf War illness according to the Pentagon. The VA cannot treat anything that doesn't exist. So since it doesn't exist, you either have to take PTSD or nothing. So these guys might have had horrible neurological problems or whatever, but they were told just take a PTSD basically and go sit down. Well, they did, but some of them called me and said, do you think I should take a PTSD diagnosis for disability? And I said, no. I said, I wouldn't, because if you ever try to get a job with any kind of a clearance or background check, you're not going to qualify. So you're setting yourself up and making a deal with the devil. So some of them did, some of them didn't. But, get this, they labeled them with PTSD, the majority of them, gave them something like a 10% disability, which is about, what, $100 a month, and told them to just be quiet. Well, lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, the Veterans Administration, I found out about this, has now decided that there is fraud involved in the PTSD diagnoses, that some of these guys that got PTSD diagnoses don't deserve it. So they're going to review 72,000 of those cases. And in the event... Oh, and they said they're going to review them because they think there might be as much as a 2.5% error factor for fraud. 2.5% at $100 a pop. That's not that much money. So they decided they're going to go back, reevaluate all these 72,000 cases, and these troops are going to have to reprove that they had PTSD. They're going to have to prove the PTSD diagnosis. Now, why is that going to be impossible? Number one, they didn't have it. They were told to take the diagnosis or nothing, and they don't have any medical records to prove their diagnosis, even if they did have it, because the medical records, about 90% of them, are all missing now.
Isn't that amazing that they could be so inefficient they could lose all those medical records? But only recently. They never used to lose medical records. When I was in the military, they didn't lose them. But since then, they just can't seem to find anything. It's amazing how inefficient they become. Either that or they classify it top secret because we don't want Osama bin Laden to know what's going on.
Exactly. Or there is a St. Louis fire, conveniently, every time they need that. But, back to the 72,000 cases, these guys have no medical records, and many of their buddies are already dead or sick, and they cannot speak for them either. And those are the two ways that the VA allows you to prove your claim and compensation. So what I fear right now, Dr. Stan, is that they are now going to go to these 72,000 guys and say, prove it. Now, these are claims that were given from, compensation claims that were given from 99 to 2004, to 2004. I am so fearful that they're going to go back to these guys who were given a PTSD in 1999 and say, you can't prove it, you lose it, and you owe us all the back pay. And just imagine what that's going to do to these troops' morale, number one, their marriages, number two, and might just put a lot of them over the edge to where I'm afraid they'll just put a gun to their head. And I'm seriously afraid of this. And the Department of Defense is always saying, well, the Veterans Administration, excuse me, one and the same, is always saying, well, we just can't get to all these claims. We've got such a backlog of claims.
They had something like 300,000 claims, the last thing I heard.
That's right. They've got a backlog of 300,000 claims they can't get to of people that really need this money, such as the people that have been affected by the anthrax vaccine, but they do have time to go back and reevaluate 72,000 claims.
This
is just despicable. What we're doing, but you know they'll name another bridge after them, and that'll make everybody happy.
Well, I think that there's a great tragedy, and certainly I think our veterans deserve the best of care, but they're not getting it, and they're being intentionally poisoned today. And if you doubt that, you really need to see this video. You need to get some of the material we have. You need to get the Rockefeller Committee report. They made 35 copies of this for the entire country. Now, they did make copies that they gave to the members of the committee, the senators who were on the committee, but I personally called the U.S. Publishing Office and asked how many they had actually produced. And the fellow said, we made 35 copies. I bought 25 of them. Mm. And I said, why didn't you make more? Oh, he said, they're so expensive to produce. We produce them on a copy machine. It's really incredible. The thing is, they do not want the American people to know the truth. I talked to the woman who was the consultant for the committee and asked her to come on the radio program. She was frankly afraid to. Why? Because she told about all the horrible experiments that have been done on our soldiers.
And you know, here we are, sitting in the middle of all of this knowledge, and I feel like I am in a theater screaming fire because over in the corner, I can see a fire breaking out. And yet everybody says, no, 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 let's wait to the end of the movie. Or they're saying, oh, no, it couldn't be a real fire. I mean, this is incredulous where we are, and yet we watch Rumsfeld do these phony briefings, and yet his men are being poisoned as we speak. Today I did a radio show in Tampa, Florida. Interesting, because that's where General Schwarzkopf's office is. That's where he is living out his retirement, is in Tampa, Florida. And I was so glad to be on a mainstream station in Tampa, Florida. I was singing his name, I'll tell you, a whole lot. And it wasn't very positive. And I was saying, I challenge this man to come on the air with me to describe exactly how he can live with himself after what he has done to justify these actions.
I thought it was so interesting in your DVD. We actually have General Schwarzkopf testifying before the committee, Congressional Committee, denying he had ever heard anything about the Kamehameha, and a few minutes later saying, oh, yes, I gave the order to blow up and agreed to go ahead and blow up all these dumps that contain the chemical and biological weapons in it.
I mean, that documentary is worth it just to see General Schwarzkopf lie. I mean, to see him say that, well, I don't remember Kamehameha, and I that's the first time I heard about Kamehameha.
And then a few minutes later, he's saying, oh, yes, and I said it was all right to go ahead, and that was Kamehameha.
Yes. I mean, it's incredible. It is so obvious. These guys are not very good at lying. Many of them are. I mean, Rumsfeld's real good at it, but a lot of them aren't. And so what happens is we start to see this crack in the monolith, and it is huge now. We've got the Tillman situation, you know, Pat Tillman again. And his dad, who is an attorney, is now saying all those investigations were nothing but a fraud.
No, and he was killed by friendly fire. And then, of course, to try to get the support to the American people, they made it out. He was heroic. He was defending his troops, you know, fighting to the last bullet. So, like Jessica, that you know, they had the story. It was all fraudulent. They were lying to the American people. And where is the outcry? If you can't believe the government, if they're going to lie to the American people about that, what else will they lie about?
Exactly. And think about that statement. If they have to lie about a girl's amnesia and how a man died, then think about the real things. They're real good at the big stuff, obviously. And they can. And what we're seeing is a wag-the-dog scenario that only gets more pervasive every day. With every new phony name that they can think of that has Mohammed and Hassan and Hussein and all these names in it, you know, they think that they can throw this out there and everybody's just going to buy this hook, line, and sinker when the story is falling apart horribly. New information coming out about 9/11. What a fraud. The fact that these two wars have been based on a fraud. It is going to really hit them very hard, and I don't know what they're going to do to recoil and respond to this, because when you have this number of people coming back that are going to start speaking out about being ill, and by the way, go to GulfWarVets.com. to the bulletin board there and see what these troops are saying themselves. GulfWarVets.com. They're going on the board. They're explaining what's going on. They're talking about their problems trying to get any kind of medical care, because the VA is again, when they go to the VA, they're again told all you need is psychotropic drugs. You just have a mental problem. And this is so pervasive, and not just our system, but overseas. The other countries, I found out, are doing the very same thing.
But, of course, the doctors who want to treat them, who know there's something wrong with them, are ordered not to. And if they do treat them, or they do try to diagnose them, as has happened on some of the physicians, they get fired from the VA. This is what's so incredible.
Oh, they get fired from the VA? And I even had an active duty doc call me. He was a lieutenant colonel physician. And he called me and he said, Joyce, whatever you do, he said, don't stop doing what you're doing. He said, I used to have people come into my office and bring that documentary in called Gulf War Illness Fact or Fiction that you did. And he said, I'll tell you what, I hated the name Joyce Riley so bad because all these young kids who got this tape from home, they'd bring it in and say, but what about this? Here's doc, we need doxycycline. What about mycoplasma, Garth Nicholson? He said, I hated your name. And he said, Joyce, I just want to tell you one thing. He said, I finally looked into it. I finally realized, and you are absolutely right. And he said, I am leaving the military. He said, because I personally saw a kid who could have been helped, and they refused to help him. They didn't want him to live. He said, I am convinced. He said, I am now leaving the military. And he said, but please, don't stop doing what you're doing. So, you know, they want people out there. There are people in the military that provide us some of these documents that want us to know what's going on. And we love getting brown manila envelopes with these documents because, you know, that's how we're able to put the case together. That's how we were able to see the patent for the mycoplasma. You know, how unbelievable that Dr. Shai-Ching Lo and the mycoplasma being the one bacterial infection that a lot of us have, 50% of the troops have this, that there was a patent for this that Dr. Shai-Ching Lo patented, who just so happens to be the chief investigator of Gulf War illnesses at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. So the government is deeply involved in these experiments. And if you go to the CD-ROM, and I hope that you'll spend some time in there, Dr. Monteith, because you'll see the secret documents from the Tri-Service Vaccine Task Force. And you'll see all the different vaccines that they were developing that were experimental at the time that they may or may not have used on us. All we know about for sure is the anthrax and the botulinum. But it's all there in the CD-ROM, the Tri-Service Vaccine Task Force, and the Operation Badger report.
And, of course, we know that they experimented on the American people with Vioxx and with Abextra. And, of course, well, we could go on all these subjects. They're experimenting on you today with so many of the proprietary medications, but also with the vaccines that they gave to our military. And they knew, of course, the terrible harm that the childhood vaccines were going to do with the mercury in it, because mercury was too toxic to put on the skin. It was methylate, and it was outlawed because it was too toxic to put on the skin. So they gave it to our children in the nursery the first day of the birth. And then we wondered why so many of them have mental problems. And so many of our children today can't learn, they can't read, why one in every six American children has either a neurological disease, a neurodevelopmental disease, or a behavioral abnormality. Do you think that's happening by accident? Why are children from other countries so much healthier than American children? And when they get here, their health begins to deteriorate. It's not happening by accident, ladies and gentlemen. And I think you better listen to Joyce. You better get this DVD. It's one of the most powerful and moving experiences I've had in a long time.
Well, and I thank you for those kind words. I'm sorry that it is moving, and I'm sorry that it has to be said. But, you know, to me, the documents are always some of the most exciting part of finding out that these things are really true, because there's no way to doubt it. There's no way to say, oh, well, it was somebody's opinion. And some of the other documents that are on this, of course, we've got the Vietnam Veterans Agent Orange report that was classified, and that is a shock to people to find out they knew all along about Agent Orange, the thing that they've been denying. And then the documents on MK Ultra, the actual documents are there regarding the mind control projects that were done on our military and our civilians, and it just doesn't stop. It does not stop. And so I don't know what Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, is doing now, but I know that it's much more sinister than we could ever imagine, much more nefarious than we could ever imagine.
Is that Admiral Poindexter's organization?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
It may very well be. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't think so.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
But DARPA is a pretty dark group, and if you go into... I used to be able to get into their website, believe it or not. I think it's DARPA.gov. But there's some pretty nasty stuff that goes on in DARPA. They're the ones that are doing the Super Soldier Project. And I would talk to a troop that was involved in the in something to do with the Super Soldier Project, and he told me that they... I don't know if you'd heard about this one or not. This was a naval experiment that was done at San Diego. And they were told that they could only urinate or defecate once a day. Had I told you about that?
No, you haven't.
I'm sorry?
No, I didn't. I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, they were trained that when a whistle blew, it was at their appointed time, 6 or 6:05 or 6:10 or whatever, That was the only time they could urinate or defecate throughout the entire day. And if they didn't do it then, they didn't get a chance to do it. And he told me about how many people went crazy in that study. He said because, you know, these guys went around with wet pants and dirty pants all day long. And he said it was so humiliating. He said, why would the Navy do this to us?
Well, I think when you realize that there's some evil people, there are a lot of wonderful people in the military and the government. Most of them are afraid to speak out. And when they do, they will target and destroy them. Unfortunately, this is going on in America today. And it's about time you got the information. Get that telephone number out one more time and the website. Please, Joyce.
Call 877-GULF-VET. Go to beyondtreason.com. 877-GULF-VET. And thank you, Dr. Stan. We salute you.
God bless. Good night.
Really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, In Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM? If you're...
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and for those of you who say this couldn't be true, I hope you'll want to get the Rockefeller Committee report that was published by the Veterans Administration back in 1994 over the name of Senator Jay Rockefeller, going into all the horrible dehumanizing experiments they carried out on our military. But they're still doing it today. But this takes you through 1994. We call it the Rockefeller Report. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on depleted uranium. We have a four-tape set on the Gulf War illness. We have a four-tape set on the anthrax vaccine. Another one called vaccine A, the secret vaccine that they gave over there that had the squalene in it that has crippled so many of our Gulf War veterans. And if any of you doubt that there is a real problem with the Gulf War veterans, we'll send you the pages from the government report that go into the background of that. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you'll see where 62% of the British veterans have significant symptoms. 65% of those from New England, and 30 to 40% or 50% in other units. About half of them, average, are ill. And yet they're denying it. This report got through. I don't know how it got through. I'm sure they never wanted the American people to realize what they've been doing to our children. We have the book on Vaccine A. We have a four-tape set on Vaccine A. And then, of course, we have, if you want to know about Vietnam and the men we abandoned, we have a four-tape set called The Men We Left Behind. Another one called A One-Man Return, the story of Bobby Garwood, the only man ever to get out, and how the government tried to crush him and destroy him and accuse him of treason. And he was a hero. But, of course, they couldn't let the American people know. Why? Because when he came back, he talked about all the other men that we had abandoned and that were still there. And those young men who went off overseas to fight for freedom realized that they were betrayed by their country. So that's The Men We Left Behind, One Man Returned. And we have a four-tape set on Vietnam that tells you why we really went there. We never went there to fight. To fight communism, because we were financing the North Vietnamese all during the war with massive gifts and loans to the Soviet Union, building the Kama River plant, the largest truck plant anywhere in the world for the Soviets, so they could build the trucks to take the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to kill our boys. And you say that couldn't be true. Well, I ask you to get the material, to challenge it, to think about it. Could it really be that anything would be that evil, that we did not go to Vietnam to fight communism, but rather as a diversion so we could change America and take God and prayer out of our schools during that era, and, of course, change our immigration laws so we could move towards a multicultural society where we are today, and of course, find a right of women to kill the unborn child in their womb, and centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and bring in the Great Society, and of course, bring in Medicare and Medicaid and all the socialist programs that have gotten us to where we are today. Could it be possible that Vietnam was just a massive distraction, as what's going on overseas is a massive distraction, so we're not seeing how we're losing our freedom at home? Get the material. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You feel free to pull down the newsletters there. They're free. Read them, copy them, study them, challenge them. And if you want documentation for anything I say, we'll be glad to provide it for you. Listen to our programs there live on the Internet 3 hours a day, and link to the other programs. We do 5 hours of live radio every day. Why? Because we're trying to educate the American people while we still can. And then understand there is evil in the world, and we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get a copy of this program at the same number. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. And until tomorrow at the same time, this is Dr. Stan. Goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.